Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is the sound of trouble. It will strike relentlessly with unerring accuracy at all men everywhere in the world sometime in their life. To meet its challenge, wherever it strikes, whatever its nature, an ever-vigilant corps of men and women stand ready to do battle, the soldiers of the Salvation Army, with heart to God and hand to man. From Hollywood, the Salvation Army presents Heartbeat Theater, stories of the widespread, vital, and necessary work of the dedicated men and women of this worldwide organization. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be our guest for the next half hour. The Salvation Army maintains numerous nurseries for the children of working parents. In addition to religious and preschool training, the teachers frequently play an important role in the personal lives of their small charges, as is the case in our story this week, The Private World of Tommy Martin. Virginia Safford Lynn wrote the story, and Dick Beals stars as Tommy as we begin Act One.
Goodbye. See you Monday, children. Have a nice weekend.
Well, Tommy, that leaves just you and me.
Everybody's mothers and fathers have come for me except me. Lieutenant Nelson, will my mother come for me, you think?
Why, Tommy, she or your father always come to pick you up. I tell you, while we're waiting, why don't we do some more work on this little project of yours?
Shells won't stick to the tin can.
Oh, we'll fix that right now. It'll make such a pretty planter when it's finished. Now, I'll put the paste on the shells and you stick them on. How's that?
Okay, if you want to. Why'd you take our class today instead of Miss Carson?
Here, stick this one on now. I always take over a class when one of our teachers is ill.
Miss Carson sick?
Mm-hmm, with a cold.
I thought maybe she stayed home because she doesn't like me.
Why, Tommy, whatever gave you an idea like that?
I don't know.
Here's another shell. Tommy, I can remember when you used to love to go out in the play yard with your little playmates and climb on the jungle gym. Why don't you like to do it now?
I don't know.
Don't you like the other children?
They don't like me.
Oh. Why don't you put this pretty shell right there between those other two? Tommy, do you like your new apartment?
I don't know.
Does that little neighbor boy you used to have come to see you?
Sometimes when his mother drags him, he doesn't like me.
I see. Why is that, do you suppose?
I don't know.
Don't you ever say anything but I don't know? I don't know.
Oh, thank you for staying, Lieutenant Nelson. I'm so late.
Well, Mrs. Martin.
I had to stay and fill in for one of the other waitresses. Well, come on, Tommy. Your daddy will beat us getting home.
Mrs. Martin, could you take time to come into my office for a minute?
Of course.
Tommy, why don't you stay here and put away your project?
I'll bet you're going to talk about me. Okay, see if I care.
Please sit down, Mrs. Martin.
Thank you. Well, what's Tommy been doing now?
Well, it's more what he hasn't been doing. Do you know if something is troubling or upsetting him?
Why should anything trouble or upset him? His father and I work our heads off to give him a good home.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Still, something's very wrong. I remember when you first brought him here to our Salvation Army Day nursery. Oh, of course, the first week or so, he was lonely and frightened at being out in the world alone, but that's normal for the course. Before long, he was having such a good time with the other children and our little projects that whenever you or his father were late picking him up, he couldn't have cared less. But there's been a gradual change. He's growing old enough to be aware of things.
I don't understand what you mean by change.
Well, he's not interested in anything. Clay modeling, paper projects, painting, or games. He stays by himself. Several times I've found him sitting all alone in a corner, sniffling to himself. When he is persuaded to join in, he's resentful, and does things to the other children. Oh, nothing serious, but, well, like today, little Paula Cordery was wearing a pretty white dress, and Tommy smeared red paint on it. Fortunately, we use tempera paints that wash off easily.
Yeah, but you, like you said, isn't that normal for the course, too? Kids are always doing something mean to each other.
It's the way he does it, Mrs. Martin, as if he had a grudge against the human race or anyone who tries to draw him out of the protective shell he's put around himself. If you don't mind a personal question, is his life at home a happy one?
Why, sure it is. Naturally, working the hours I do, I'm not with him in the daytime, and I have to fix quick things like TV dinners or hamburgers, but he gets a well-balanced diet, and he... Tommy, now how long have you been standing there, snooping?
I wasn't snooping. I was just afraid maybe you'd gone.
Well, why would I do that?
Did she tell you something bad about me?
Your mother and I were discussing some new projects for you.
We'd better be on our way home. Thanks, Lieutenant Nelson.
Have I been doing something wrong?
Now, just come on and stop acting like that. Goodbye, Lieutenant. Say goodbye, Tommy.
Goodbye, Lieutenant Nelson.
Goodbye, Tommy. Goodbye, Mrs. Martin.
What's the matter with this pie? I just got a piece of ice.
Well, I didn't have time to thaw it out enough, that's all.
When I think of the pies my mother used to make.
All she had to do was to stay home and make pies. I have to work. Tommy, what is the matter with you? Why don't you eat?
I don't like this pie much.
You both expect me to bake pies after I've waited on tables all day?
All right, let's not get into that, Marion. It's Tommy's bedtime anyway.
Can I stay up a little longer?
What's to stay up for? Watch me wash and iron clean uniforms for Monday? Or your father snoring over some TV program? Till I wake him up to go to bed? Now go on, Tommy, scoot.
Okay, if I have to. Good night.
I'll be in and cover you up in a minute.
Good night, son. Marion, what's the matter with that kid?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Why does everybody want to know what's the matter with him? That's what Lieutenant Nelson at the nursery asked me today. Nothing is the matter with that kid.
Maybe he doesn't like this new apartment. He hasn't got any yard to play in.
He's gotten so contrary, he probably wouldn't play in it anyway.
Speaking of contrary, what's been the matter with you?
Nothing's the matter with me. More than usual.
I suppose you still think we didn't need to move here to a cheaper apartment, is that it?
I haven't said one word.
You don't need to. It's written all over your face. Look, Marion, we couldn't keep living beyond our means. I know this job at the store isn't much, but at least there's a steady income. With what you make and your tips, we'll be able to break even now.
Oh, what a way to live. Fat chance we ever have of getting ahead. But with you a tie clerk for the rest of your life.
Don't knock it. One tie clerk parlayed that into the presidency.
Oh, well, let me know when we're moving into the White House. Well, I'm going to bed. I'm too tired from juggling trays all day to fuss about clean uniforms. I can do them tomorrow.
Do that. I'll watch TV a while and see if I can get some laughs, which is more than I get around here.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord. I pray the Lord. Excuse me a minute, sir, but if it's okay, if it's okay, can I say a sort of private prayer instead? I know you're pretty busy to bother about little kids like me, but when a guy's got problems, you're the one to go to. So could you please squeeze in a minute to listen to me? Nobody else wants to bother. Anyway, you're the real boss. You see, sir, it's this way. Something mighty wrong with me, and I don't know what to do about it. Nobody wants me around much. Even my folks had to put me in a day nursery to get me out of the way. I try awful hard to keep out of people's way, but it doesn't do any good. Nobody still doesn't like me very much. I'd sure appreciate it if you'd take a few minutes and, you know, think about this and tell me what to do. I'm willing to do anything to make me better. I wouldn't bother you, but I sure need help. Well, sir, I guess that's about all for now. I'll get in touch with you again tomorrow night. Thank you very much. This is Tommy Martin signing off.
You've been listening to the first act of The Private World of Tommy Martin with Dick Beals as Tommy. If you're looking for outside interests, the Salvation Army has some to offer. Their work is interesting and vital, but like many other organizations, the Army is often understaffed. They need folks with a little time on their hands and a desire to help to aid them in their efforts. They need help with recreational projects at their youth centers, help with home league activities for women and visitations to the sick and elderly. There are hundreds of jobs which you as an individual can do for the Army in your spare time. Why not check with the Salvation Army in your area? Maybe you can help. Now, Act Two of The Private World of Tommy Martin.
Goodbye, children. See you tomorrow morning.
Well, Tommy, you and I are the only ones left again.
Yes, ma'am. You think my mother will come for me?
Why, of course. She's just late, that's all.
Are you going to leave me now, too?
I should say not. I wouldn't leave you alone for 1 minute.
You can if you want to. I don't care.
Well, I care. Tommy, why do you think that no one likes you?
Because they don't. Not even my folks. They put me here in this nursery just to get rid of me.
Tommy, they brought you here so we could look after you.
Some mothers stay home. Lots of mothers don't go to work.
Well, probably your father doesn't make a very big salary, so your mother helps out.
Maybe. They're always fighting about money.
Oh, they're probably tired because they work very hard to give you a nice home. Perhaps someday your mother can stay home and be with you when you're not in school.
She likes to work. She doesn't have to stay home with me then.
Now, Tommy, you know that's not true.
But it is. They don't like me. That's why they're getting divorced.
Your parents are getting a divorce?
Yes, ma'am. My father's already moved out. He's coming back tonight just to get the rest of the things he left.
Oh, you poor little guy. No wonder you're upset.
You pretend you like me, but you keep looking at your watch. You want to see how soon you can get away.
Tommy, now let's get this straight. I like you very much. I looked at my watch because I didn't realize how long we've been talking or how late it's getting.
See, I told you my mother isn't coming for me.
Come on, I want to go in my office and do some phoning.
You going to phone my mother? You going to make her come for me?
I'm going to do some phoning and try to find out where she is. All parents leave 3 numbers for us to call in emergencies.
Something's happened to her. You think something's happened?
No, of course not. Now, sit down over there, Tommy, while I use the phone.
Hello? Okay, don't wait then.
Bill? Are you in the bedroom?
Getting the last of my stuff.
Well, with that junk out of the high boy, maybe I'll have some room for a change.
You'll have plenty of room, don't worry.
Hey, wait a minute. That's my suitcase.
Well, what do you expect me to do? Carry my underwear out my hands in the rain?
Okay, take it. I need a new one anyway. When I can afford it.
Well, you'll be able to afford it. I just got a promotion and a raise.
Oh, you're kidding.
Don't tell me you actually got up enough nerve.
Didn't ask them. They gave it to me.
I might have known.
Well, aren't you pleased? You'll get more alimony, won't you?
That pleases me fine. Have you found a place to live yet?
I'm staying with a fellow from the shoe department. Cutting down on rent if I have to keep two places going.
Oh, how considerate. Do excuse me. I'm going to get Tommy's dinner.
TV dinner or hamburger?
I don't have to listen to that anymore. Where is Tommy? In his bedroom?
How should I know?
Well, the least you can do is to say goodbye to him.
Why should I say goodbye? I intend to see him whenever I want.
Tommy! Tommy? Bill? Bill, did Tommy go out?
I don't keep track of him. I don't live here anymore, remember?
You had no business letting him go outside in this rain.
I tell you, I don't know where he is. I haven't even seen him.
You haven't even seen him?
Listen, if you'd come home when you're supposed to, you'd know where he is.
I told you I had some shopping to do when I phoned you. Why do you think I asked you to pick him up? You were coming here anyway.
Wait a minute, Marion. I didn't pick Tommy up. I thought you did.
You didn't get him at the nursery, but I told you that...
I forgot it. I forgot all about it.
He's still at the nursery at this hour. Why, how could you do that?
Well, I was trying to remember what I wanted here at the apartment, and then they just told me about the promotion and the raise, and
mm-hmm.
I was...
All I asked you to do is one small favor, and you
I
can't...
told you I forgot about it. I had so much on my mind.
You take about as much interest in Tommy as you do in me.
I take as much interest as you do. Any other mother would have come home...
They don't answer.
Of course not. Everybody's probably gone home. Listen to me.
But where is he? They don't answer, Bill.
Oh, he must have started home by himself. Heaven knows where he is by now.
Oh, Bill, don't say that. He's such a little boy. It's so dark and raining. He wouldn't know where to go. Oh, Bill, what will we do?
Now, just calm down, honey. Don't get into such a panic.
But, Bill, what do we do? Bill, I know. I know. Let's call the police.
Yeah, maybe we better. No, wait a minute. Let's try looking for him first.
We should go to the nursery first.
Well, why do that? Nobody's there.
But we can see, look for him on the way. Oh, Bill, I'm so scared.
I blame myself for this, Marion.
Oh, no. No, Bill, you just forgot, that's all. What did I do with my purse?
You don't need your purse. Come on, we're wasting time. Oh, I'm entirely to blame for this, Marion. It's all my fault.
No, I'm to blame, too, Bill. I should have made sure or something. But we've both been so upset over everything.
Come on, hurry up, Marion.
He couldn't have taken a bus. He hasn't any money. Why, he'd have
Mrs.
to...
Mrs. Martin.
What?
Hi.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Oh, Tommy. Tommy, we've been just friends. Oh,
where have you been? We were scared to death.
Oh, we thought you were lost.
Are you okay, son?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I tried to reach you by phone. I even used the emergency numbers. Then I decided to take matters into my own hands and bring him home.
Oh, thank you, Lieutenant Nelson. It was just a stupid mix-up.
You see, I was supposed to pick him up, but I had things on my mind, and
you
I just...
You guys were really coming for me?
Well, I told you, son. I forgot it. And your mother thought I got you.
It was just a silly misunderstanding, Donald.
You weren't just trying to get rid of me, Zan?
Get rid of you?
What does that mean?
May we all go inside and have a little talk? There seems to be more than just one misunderstanding here. Well, now that Tommy's safely in bed, I'd like to say a few things to both of you.
I don't blame you, Lieutenant. There's no excuse for my feelings.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Tommy. Neither one of you seems to have any idea what's wrong with him.
I remember that you wondered about him some time ago, but
yes, Marion told me what you said, but, well, we both thought it was... Well, see, we haven't been getting along too well.
He thinks you're getting the divorce because you don't like him.
Because we don't like him.
Oh, no, he couldn't think that.
For a long time, he's thought that you both work so you won't have to be with him. He thinks that's why you put him in our nursery. He's a very rejected little boy.
But I have to work. I have to support my family.
I work so we can make ends meet.
And anyway, Marion's not the stay-at-home type.
No, I've worked for years. Even when I was in high school, I had jobs after school.
I should think you'd welcome the chance to stay home for a change.
What would I do all day? I lose my mind. I'm the kind that has to be doing something.
Being a good wife and mother is a full-time job. I doubt if you'd have much spare time on your hands.
You're implying that I'm not a good wife and mother.
Well, you're the judge of that, Mrs. Martin. Do you think you are?
Well, I've done the best I could. I get home worn out, and so does Bill.
Of course. Now that I've got a promotion, Marion could stay home.
I thought you were getting a divorce.
Yes, yes, we are.
Do you realize that Tommy believes you're going to put him in an orphanage?
An orphanage?
Oh, what's gotten into that kid? Where is he getting these crazy ideas?
Apparently it began when you first put him in our nursery school. Then this began to build, and he started to think that no one likes him. He's tried to put a protective shield around himself to shut out the whole world. And he's been living in a very unhappy little private world of his own.
Oh, I think this is perfectly
awful. Yeah, we've got to do something about this. It's terrible.
But he mustn't feel that way. What can we do?
Lieutenant, look, do you think that if we forgot about the divorce, I mean, if Marion stays home and doesn't work,
I doubt it. That is, if you both really want the divorce.
Well, we've talked it over and...
It seemed about the only solution.
May I say something? Usually, in these cases, one of the parties involved still loves the other and would like to stay married. Then there's hope for the marriage. I don't know how either of you feels about this, but... You see, people stay the same as when they first fell in love and married. It's the outer things and circumstances that change. In other words, it's just that old lack of communication. Actually, you should both still be in love with each other if you could push aside the outside conflicts.
Well, I guess I never looked at it like that.
Well, I just thought that Marion didn't care much about me anymore.
Well, you certainly haven't acted as if you cared much about me.
I think you both belong in Tommy's category, imagining that people don't like you or love you.
I think you're right. Mentally, we're about in his age group.
Guess we haven't bothered to think much about things.
Or to try to talk them out. Oh, don't go, Lieutenant.
Yes, I must be getting home, so I'll leave you both to do some thinking and talking.
Lieutenant Nelson... We can't tell you how much we appreciate what you've done for us. Not just taking care of Tommy, but...
But for straightening out another couple of juveniles.
But that's our job. That's what we're here for. Good night.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord. Excuse me, sir, but I better make this another personal prayer. I know I'm not supposed to eavesdrop, but I had to. It was something awful important that had a lot to do with me. You know, sir, for a while, I was kind of afraid maybe you hadn't heard me. Or maybe hadn't had time to think about my problem much. I was sure surprised when Lieutenant Nelson went to work on things. Although I guess I shouldn't have been, because she's a Salvation Army lady. That works right along with you. I just wanted to say thanks for everything. I guess I was sort of wrong about things. And anyway, they're all fixed up now, and my folks like me after all. It was sure swell of you to listen to me, and I sure appreciate it a lot. Well, I guess this is all for now, sir. Tommy Martin, signing off now and saying good night.
And there's the final act of The Private World of Tommy Martin, starring Dick Beals as Tommy. Also heard were Lynn Allen, Anne Whitfield, and Jack Edwards. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. A presentation of the Salvation Army, Heartbeat Theater is produced in Hollywood and broadcast overseas through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Remember, if you need help or want to help, contact your local Salvation Army Corps. They'll be happy to hear from you. Now until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening and have a happy week ahead.